This is Jan for Rick Harrison L. And yes, that is my real name, my correct name. Most people just call me Jan. I am a true African American. My dad is from North Africa. My mother is from right here in the USA, the USA, Mobile, Alabama, to be exact. Again, I'm a true African American. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. We went there to school. From there, I joined the symphony orchestra. I was a classically trained musician in a symphony, working, getting paid by the age of 12. And that symphony was located in Canada, Ontario, Canada. From there, I went into international travel with the symphony all the way until age 28. Along the way, I have went to college in Boston, got married, lived in New York, was on tour with many R&B greats, toured the South of the USA, as well as Asia, Europe, and Japan. From the classical side and the Black American R&B side, I know a lot of musicians. A lot of musicians know me. So I'm well-versed in music and world travel. I've experienced many different cultures. I speak several different languages. I'm not going to go into those details, but we'll talk about that later. And I want to start out letting you know that this will be the first podcast of many, many more to come, because my purpose for these podcasts are to inspire and create positive energy for young Americans and just people, young people, period, not just in America, all over the world, especially if you speak English. And that's the point. And my purpose is to spread positive energy, spread positive messages about finance, business, common sense situations, as well as just spread the love, y'all. This world needs more love, and we have an abundance of everything. You have everything and all the tools that you will ever need in this life, and I'm going to give you some examples on how to think and how to use some of the tools that you were born with. These are your God-given gifts, and let me first start out by saying welcome, and come back for many more inspirations, because I will be doing this for quite some time. And first on the list, there are 500 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. That's our galaxy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are in the Milky Way. We have a solar system, one sun, nine planets, several moons in our solar system. Our sun has 499,999,999,999 brothers and sisters inside of one spherical gravitational pool known as the galaxy. 500 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and there are trillions, and I mean trillions of galaxies, uncountable, unfathomable. And my reason for saying that to you on this podcast is to let all listeners know that the world will have you think in scarcity, and there is an abundance of resources throughout this galaxy. And on Earth alone, there is an abundance of resources. So I want to change your thinking to thinking more abundantly about abundance of resources that's available to you, many of them spiritual, many of them physical, all of them usable in reality, to your advantage, to better enhance your spirituality as well as your physicalness and your reality. We must change the way we think. If you think in scarcity, scarcity brings and breeds greed. because you think you got to get it because it's the last time and you're going to get it and there's nothing else out there to get. Shit, I got to get this now because there's no more. And this is the nature that's promoted to us through many media, movies, television shows, programs, music, songs, and all of that. But there is an abundance in this universe, and you must first grasp that. Because once you grasp how vast and how many resources there are in an astronomical manner of resources to imagine that in your mind, then you will understand that you already have everything that you need to get whatever it is that you want and to become whatever it is that you wish to achieve is all around you. All you have to do is start thinking that you have everything, and then you must know, K-N-O-W, know that you have everything that you could ever need to be successful in this life, on this earth, right here, right now, right here and now, from this date, listening to this podcast and the rest of your life. If you think like that, you will not go wrong.